You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Hi, this is Gordon here again. I hope you're doing fine. Today, I wish to share a few thoughts on humility. I've already tackled the subject on my Zomind blog, which, as you know, tackles concepts and life from a Buddhist perspective, which I'm really into lately. And I've been thinking about humility, and mainly because I had experiences lately which made me realize more how important it is to acknowledge the fact that if I think about it, all the things I thought about myself aren't that true, aren't that permanent, aren't that, what do you say, concrete. And many times we forget that, after all the titles we give ourselves for the positions we have are really very, very fragile, very temporal, and once we start realizing how vain or how frivolous are all the things we have, or all the positions we hold, then life takes a different perspective. And humility comes into the picture when you think about how humans are, pretend to be different from each other, but at the end of the day, we are all faced by the same challenges of life. And this I got a lot from reading about Buddhist teachings and reading Buddhism accounts and Dharma, learning about Dharma and the fundamentals of Buddhism, the idea of a basic common experience, a basic humanity that at the end of the of all is a thing that unites us all as human beings. So basically, if I have to condense what Buddhism is all about in a few sentences, I would say that it's about recognizing that in spite of all the pretensions, of all the names we give ourselves, we have all that same experience of suffering that we must face in our everyday lives. We all die, we all get sick, we all get old. I've inverted the sequence really, because we get sick throughout our lives. We get old if we make it to that age, and we all die at one point or another in our lives. So before all the things we gain throughout our life, we get a job, we get a family, we get to know people, make friends, and these are important, of course. I'm not saying they're not important, but they're secondary. And humility is all about recognizing that basic fact that we are not better than others, because we have the right, we have extra merit, or because we're entitled to being better. I hope I'm getting across, because it's not easy putting these ideas in the words, really. But I think the basic idea here is that many times we presume that we are higher than other people just because we are who we are. And when we feel that life is striking many harsh things, that when we feel life is particularly hard, we start blaming others or blaming our destinies or blaming God if we happen to believe in God. And this is because we assume that we are better, we should have a good deal, and we do have the right to a good life. But if we forget that all we have today is a result of the many human contributions, many human connections that have made, that make life possible, in fact. And this is, I think, an important aspect of being humble, acknowledging that our life wouldn't be possible without other people, acknowledging that our life is not better than other people's, that we all share that basic common humanity. It is also recognizing that life is something that we must face, that we will one day end. And we have to, in this sense, we have to face our basic vulnerability as well. We have to prefer to admit that we are not almighty or that we are not independent from others. That at the end of all, we are codependent. We are constantly relating to other people, even in the simplest of things. When we start the day, we have electricity that has been supplied by people working in power stations, for example. But not just in the case of modern technology, even simpler things such as our beds, our chairs, our houses. These we don't make ourselves, at least. We don't make them all ourselves. We require help, we require the input of other people, the contribution of other people in making our lives worthwhile, increasing our quality of life. And I think this is another thing we can learn from being humble. It's recognizing that we are dependent on other people. And many of us today look at the notion of dependence rather negatively. We really think of dependence as something that shouldn't be encouraged. But the truth of the fact is that dependence is reality, is how things are in a society. Nobody can be truly independent. We never can claim to be able to do everything by ourselves. We all are in some way in a relation to other people. Even if we had to isolate ourselves and close ourselves in our own houses or in our own worlds, we still find that we need other people. We need other things as well to survive. We need food. We need water. And these are things that we depend on. We are never truly independent because there is always something that we have to have to use. That is not us, that is not part of us, but then at the same time it becomes part of us because we are affected by it. We are in a relation with it. We are ourselves because there are many factors that make who we are, our experience, our consciousness possible. If we didn't get any food or we didn't get any water during the day, we will not function properly, we will not think clearly, and if this persists for a long time, we will probably die. This is obvious, of course, but many times we take it for granted, because we have always, I'm assuming, found these things, or at least were denying these things only for a few periods of time and not have to think for long about where we are going to get our food. At least in the West, we are not faced by these challenges yet. Although, by the way things are going, we might have to face these realities as well. Hopefully we'll find solutions before. But I think to understand, to be humble it is to understand our basic humanity, primarily, that we are equal to other people in many things, that we are basically the same as any other human being. It is recognizing our dependence, our interdependence really, because we, at the same time we take from other people and we depend on other people for our livelihood, we are also linked in the sense that we contribute as well to this exchange. So we are interdependent. And last but not least, we share also the fact that we cannot attach ourselves so much to the world, because as we find in Buddhism, there is a strong emphasis on the idea of impermanence. And impermanence is particularly important when we think about ourselves and we think about the meaning of humility, because humility looks at life, if we look at the world through the perspective of humility, we quickly realize that if we accept, if we acknowledge the fact that nothing lasts forever, or that life is inherently impermanent, we realize that while there's nothing wrong with being satisfied with doing good deeds or doing giving a positive contribution, we cannot really be tied to these things. We cannot live our lives attached, dependent, putting ourselves in a position of dependence. We are not, if we hang on to our worldly possessions, for example, or to our positions in life, we might find that during the course of our lives we will be in a position where we have to let go, where we lose these things. And then if we have room to define ourselves in those terms, then after we find out that all is finished, that we have lost all we have invested in, all we have believed in, then the question remains. The question becomes, who are we now? What has become of us? And that is the source, I think, of much of the suffering that we experienced, that I experienced, before starting to seriously reflect on life, on this experience of life. And while it's easy to talk about it, I hear, of course, it is also important to practice humility, to be ready to accept that we are vulnerable, that we are reliant on other people, and to acknowledge that this is not a bad thing or negative, but it is part of being human, in fact. And it's something that connects us together, that brings us close to each other. And I think this is something beautiful and something that should be cherished and celebrated. So I leave you to a recording of my entry on the subject, which is called Lessons in Humility. And I hope you enjoy, and please feel free to leave your comments. I like to read your feedback as well.
Lessons in Humility Tuesday, the 24th of April 2012. The last week has been quite hard on me as my back pain has returned, which makes getting around more painful and difficult. Yes, my back pain is back. I can't deny that I find it hard to do the things I could do a week ago, but I've come to accept that this, like anything else, is only temporary. Of course, I do take pain medication to alleviate some of my pain, but I try to reduce the amount of medication I take. Since my back went on strike, I found myself having to rely on others for physical support. Not that, given my mobility impairment, I find myself in situations when I do require help. But I try my best to make an effort when I can. At the same time, I don't feel less of a person if I need to ask for help, sometimes from strangers. Before, I used to be proud and reject, if I could, any attempts to assist me. Now, as I ponder on the Buddhist idea of interdependence, I have come to understand how each of us depend on one another to live on this planet. 2 weeks ago, I was helped by a man who collected trash to help me on my wheelchair. If it hadn't been for him, I'd probably have to miss work on that day. I felt that this act meant a lot to me. It wasn't such any trouble for him, as he was a strong man. But, to me, it was an act that permitted me to go on with my life. We often choose to divide people based on characteristics such as income, beauty, social status, and so on. In our restricted worldview, I suspect that a garbage collector would be on the bottom of the list of people we want to be identified with. Yet, in truth, if someone didn't collect our rubbish, we would have a mess everywhere, not to mention the rise in illness and disease. Indeed, my encounter with this unknown person has made me realize how much we really depend on other people to make our daily lives worthwhile. It has also made me aware of how misguided it is of us to attach ourselves to a belief that we are better than other people just because we have had the opportunity to get an education, or find a well-paid job, or even because we belong to a particular faith community. I'm not saying that all these are without value. I'm just saying that they are secondary to the most important thing of all, our humanity. For whoever we are and wherever we live or whatever we do, we remain human beings who must face the same problems life throws at us. We remain dependent on the world around us for our survival. we depend on other living beings to sustain our mind and bodies. In short, we are interdependent. We can never be independent. These are the lessons I have learned from my encounter with that man. There's nothing to be ashamed of when you have to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness either. For, if you think about it, it takes courage to swallow your pride and ask for help. It's part of being human. But you have to be humble enough to acknowledge it. So, yes, I am not ashamed to admit I was helped by a garbage collector, for he and I share more similarities than differences. Posted by Gordon on the blog Zone Mind, Reaching Within, Grasping Beyond.
The blog Zone Mind can be found at http://zonemind.gordongd.com. For more content by Gordon, kindly visit Gordon GD's homepage at http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening.
Background music for this episode is from the album Quiet Mind by Narayan Kechag, which is also available on iTunes.